So we're back here for segment five with our Business Central feature spotlight, and today is going to be a pretty good one. Ken's going to be talking about the Yodlee, I guess, bank feed service or integration, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it's very good, actually.
Yeah, quick and easy to use. So one of the things that we've seen is a lot of new customers who are, you know, now running Business Central who came from QuickBooks. Yeah. And one of the things that QuickBooks has is a direct integration with banks. So as an example, if you were to, for example, transfer money into your bank, right, or make a deposit, like at the bank, then you could just import those transactions into QuickBooks. And so there is now a standard feature in Business Central called InvestNet Yodlee Bank Feeds service, which you can configure and set up inside of Business Central. Now, this is available currently only for Business Central Cloud customers. It's offered as a service that's included with the cloud version. But what it basically does is it replicates that same functionality that you might see in QuickBooks. So within Business Central, you go into your bank account, and on your bank account page up on the ribbon, there's an option called Bank Statement Service. And then there's a button under there called Link to Online Bank Account. So what you do is you just click on Link to Online Bank Account, and it pops open a little window where you enter in the name of your bank.
Okay.
So for example, Chase. So you start typing Chase, and as I type in CHA, for example, I see Chartway, Charles Schwab, Chase.
Okay.
Right? So there are a pretty large number of banks. And
is there anything there if your bank is not listed? Or does it have to be listed?
I believe it has to be. Okay. It has to be one of the banks that's on there. So now in terms of those banks, so for example, just to kind of give you an idea, this is not all of the banks, but this is just kind of a quick list I put together. You have Chase, Wells Fargo, NC, US Bank, Bank of America, KeyBank, BMO Harris, CIBC, Huntington, Northern Trust, Fifth Third, SunTrust, BB&T, Capital One, HSBC, JP Morgan, PayPal, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and others.
So pretty much every major bank you can think of.
Yeah. Most large banks, yes, are included. And so Yodlee provides this service, this banking integration mm-hmm. service, and Microsoft works with them to incorporate this. So you find your bank, and then you you enter your online banking right in their user ID and password, and it then hooks up your Business Central bank account with your online bank.
Really?
Right.
Well, very easy.
Yeah. So now you get it all set up, and then there is a new page in Business Central. It's called Payment Reconciliation Journal. So you open up the Payment Reconciliation Journal, and under the Process button, there's an option called Import Bank Transactions. So what you do is you import the bank transactions into this window, and then you have two options. You can either post payments only, so you're basically posting these transactions that have hit your bank, wow, that have not hit Business Central, wow, or you can actually do a two-step process in one step. You can post the payments and reconcile your bank account.
Wow.
So it will actually match up transactions against entries that you may have hit, like your checks.
Yeah.
You cut your AP checks, they're already in Business Central, and it will reconcile those at the same time.
And to be clear, then, this is not a feature that was even available in Nav, right?
Correct.
This is just purely Business Central Cloud.
That's right.
Very nice.
Yep. So I think this is a huge improvement. It eliminates duplicate entry. You know, if someone's going on doing banking, right, in their online banking site, you then can feed these in. And there's actually a setup where you can have it on a regular basis. You can set up a schedule to have the system automatically import those entries into the payment reconciliation journal.
Wow, so even some more automation.
So then you
to
just
it.
Go
nice.
In
yeah.
and check them out. And
it's
then
all
you,
right there. That's
and
pretty
then
good.
You do have to hit post before they actually become officially effective in your financials.
That's great. That's so. Phenomenal.
Yep. So that, sorry, just wanted to share that great new feature that's out there. Again, it is for Business Central Cloud customers only.
You think everybody in the cloud should be using it?
You know what? I don't know, because that's a great question. I've talked to a few people. We have multiple customers that are using it currently. But I've talked to some other people that said that they thought that would end up being more confusing.
Really?
Right.
And I think that's just people, maybe it's people who have been for years managing these separately, knowing what's in the system, what's in the online bank, doing a journal entry to get that, you know, that online banking entry posted, and then separately doing a reconciliation. Mm-hmm. So I think I could see that perspective where
it's kind of fairly unknown.
You're kind of blending these processes together now, there is a possibility, where
it might not match
you
up.
Could end up with some confusion there.
Yeah.
But I think it absolutely is. It's great to have it available.
Yeah.
It's something that a lot of people just flat out expect to be there
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis.
Especially coming from QuickBooks, right?
That's right. So, So wanted to share that, and we'll put a link and some documentation up on the podcast site.
Awesome. Great. This. Yes, we will. So, all right. Our next segment, we're going to do a little holiday wrap up and see what everybody's plans are and whatnot, so stay tuned.